Good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning, John.
How are you today?
Doing all right. How about yourself?
I imagine you are doing all right. I'm doing great.
Good weekend, Matt.
Yes, pretty good weekend for the Saints.
Yeah, it was. It was a fun one, that's for sure.
Kind of almost flipped the script from week one.
We did. You know, there were some things that were different and some things that were similar. But, you know, going back to our conversation on this day a week ago, you know, you kind of hit the nail on the head. The biggest improvement that a football team can show is week one and week two. And we definitely improved in a lot of different areas. And it showed on Saturday, and it showed when we had a chance to review the tape for sure.
Well, again, a good win. You know, you like playing in St. Francis's team. So this one, though, good 24-21 win, like we said. Once again, Braylon Himmelin, 22-31 for 322. And in a good game for him. I know you've been very pleased with his play so far.
Yeah. You know, he's been pretty consistent for us. And, you know, I mentioned the two games were similar but a little different in that there were a lot of plays early on in both of the games we've played where we've had a lot of opportunities to make big plays. And we hadn't made them in the past two games early on. And I felt perhaps in the first game, we kind of let that get to us a little bit, let that frustration get to us, whether we were one block away or one throw away, or maybe we had a drop ball or we had a bad penalty. And those things got to us a little bit as the game went on, and it affected our play down the stretch in week one. Whereas, you know, we took a look at that in week one. We watch it on tape. We practice those things. And, you know, the same thing kind of happened to us on Saturday where there were a lot of plays for us to make early on. For whatever reason, we didn't make those plays, whether it be, you know, one block or a one throw or a drop or something like that. Something silly would happen, but we didn't flinch at all. We just kept going, and we knew that things were going to be there, and we knew eventually that the plays were going to happen. And that's really how the game unfolded, where we started making those plays late in the game that resulted in scores for us. So just really proud of the way we just kept at it. We didn't get frustrated. We didn't flinch. We just kept going out drive after drive after drive, and the end result was, you know, that stat line you mentioned for Braylon.
You know, looking at that stat as well, you know, 322 there, but rushing only 66 yards on the ground. Were they doing something that really forced you to throw, or is that when you looked at what we could do against them? You know, was using the air better than the ground game?
Yeah, you know, they're very unique in their defensive front. They run a very unique front that no one really else does in our league. And they've got a very physical front. So we certainly tried to establish a lot of different things on the ground, which inside, outside, different personnel groupings, you know, things we thought were going to be there. And, you know, we couldn't get it going ultimately. So a lot of those passes, too, a lot of those attempts that you see there were RPO-type plays to where, you know, Bray's reading the picture and deciding what's best to give or to run it. But, you know, we certainly tried to get things going on the ground, and ultimately we had to take what the defense was giving us, and it was a lot of the short, quick passing game, and Braylon was able to be very effective, you know, moving the ball that way.
I mean, a lot of times you look at stats and they are a little misleading, and so a lot of those were, some of those are, you know, those passes are almost run plays for you.
They are. And that was a big part of our game plan. You know, we felt we could take advantage of some things from a personnel standpoint on the perimeter with perhaps the size and the speed of our receivers against a couple of their DBs. And we were able to do that, get the ball on the perimeter and some short, quick passes and let those guys get some yards after catch.
Well, Matt, you know, looking at the schedule, you know, you pick up a really exciting and you know, obviously a needed win. You certainly didn't want to start 0-2. And of course, the schedule maker doesn't maybe do you any favors here, because now you've got a bye week this week with a little momentum going into it. You know, sometimes you want to keep playing when you win a game like that, and you're going to sit for a little bit, it looks like. How do you use that bye week? I mean, obviously some guys will have some bumps and bruises from playing. Will there be anybody maybe that didn't play Saturday that might be back for that next game with the bye week?
It's a great question. And, you know, it is what it is with our schedule. You know, we're really not in any control over when, you know, when our league gives us our bye, you know, it's nice to go into a bye week with a win. I'll tell you that.
Sure.
You don't want to sit around and be miserable for a week and look back on those things. And it certainly is a lot easier to teach and correct and to improve after a win. You know, when you're sitting in there watching the tape with the kids and you won the game, you know, it's a lot better environment. But there's certainly a lot of things that we need to continue to clean up and get better at. And our opponents, it's going to be a very tough opponent we have, you know, in a couple weeks with Olivet Nazarene. They're off to a great start. They're 2-0. They've got a big game this week against a top five nationally ranked opponent in our league. So we'll get a chance to watch that, probably watch that live. So there's no one out from a health standpoint. We were fully healthy going into last game. We did have a couple guys get knocked out of last game. You know, they all came in for their injury check yesterday, and all the training staff. So we certainly will get some updates on them today. And a couple key players, particularly on defense. So, you know, who knows if we had to play this week, if those guys would be healthy or not.
Sure.
But we hope to get them back in a couple of weeks. And, you know, that's going to be a big thing, you know, as we move along and finish out the rest of our schedule with just a roster of 86 players. You know, we're gonna need all 86. You know, all 86 are going to be called on at some point. After this bye week, and we got to rip off 8 in a row, you know, with no break. So buckle them up, man, because we're going to need all of them.
All hands on deck, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Matt, looking at these first two games, what's the biggest surprise? Or is there somebody that kind of has stepped up that maybe you weren't sure they were going to be where they're at right now for you guys?
Well, I think a big question mark for us, just with our situation and our roster size and things like that, was going to be, you know, how well we performed in the defensive line. You know, there were, just based on our personnel, some concerns about our ability to consistently stop the run and play rushing defense, just with who we have at those spots. And we've really gone above and beyond. I mean, I felt we controlled the line of scrimmage this past week. And when we were able to stop the run and eventually take the lead and force this team to throw the ball a little bit, we certainly gained an upper hand and gained control. So I was proud of the way we did that in our first game, too, with the exception of one run. You know, we let a 60-yard run break out on us one time in week one, but we've been pretty consistent in stopping the run. And anytime you can do that, you certainly have a chance on defense. And you can get the ball back to your offense a little quicker. So I would say our defensive line has been a very pleasant surprise in the way they've been able to stop the run. And then in the fourth quarter, really get after the quarterback this last game. You know, they St. Francis got the ball back, if I want to say, about a minute to go, maybe a little under a minute. And they had no timeouts left, and they needed a field goal to tie. And we finished the game on a sack and a strip sack to win the game. So our defensive line really took a lot of pride in knowing that they could end the game. They could finish the game with a sack, and they did.
Matt, you go into practice this week. Is there a lot of physicality to the practice, or is it more kind of walking through and correcting some things you saw and maybe an early look at Olivet Nazarene?
Yeah, we typically will come out early on Tuesday, and, you know, our coordinators will have a list of, you know, different plays or different schemes or different things that happen in the game that, that we broke down, and we have a little, you know, fix-it period mm-hmm. that's in a walkthrough. So we'll, before we even move on to anything else, we're going to correct what happened. You know, obviously we had the kids in yesterday, and they all got to see those corrections on film. And, you know, I think it's important that you capture every learning style. So we'll walk through it. You know, we'll draw it up. We'll get it every way they can get it. And we're typically pretty physical early in the week, and then, you know, taper down more sure. game week, you know, put them in helmets or shells at the end of the week. But our physical day is typically on those Tuesdays. You know, we try to get in a lot of short yardage stuff, and, you know, we're going ones versus twos, you know, as I mentioned sure. earlier, not having a lot of scout teams. So that's the fine line. That's the tough thing. It always has been for us is how do you play physical, because you have to play physical because the game is going to be physical, but also, you know, keep everyone healthy and on their feet.
Yeah. Well, Matt, hey, we appreciate you taking some time with us this morning. You know, looking at the schedule, no one's going to be leaving your games early so far if the first two games are any indication. Stay in your seats till the end.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we think we got a good team, you know.
Yeah.
We look at St. Francis, Indiana, and what they've done, and they're pounding people, and we were right there with them. So we got to continue to get better one day at a time, one practice at a time, and play it one game at a time. So we're happy to have the opportunity to do it.
All right. Well, again, thanks, Matt, and get a little time away from football maybe this week if you can. Just an hour.
yeah, we'll see.
I know how it goes.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Matt Cohn, head football coach at Siena Heights University, coming off a big 24-21 win over St. Francis of Illinois on Saturday. They're off this week and will resume next week, next Saturday, the 27th, at Olivet Nazarene. And, of course, you can listen to that game right here on 96.5 The Cave. We're